Tana in the sugi is Damar Rava Heilach Esrig Zalman Noshitach Zireuli Notloi Vechzirei Yotza Vimlavloi Yotza. Gemara says that the understanding of Matanam Naslahachzir will center around this one din of Rava. At least what Rava's din is will center around this. This will be the telling case. This will be the case of Rava. What's the litmus test? We know that Esrig requires Lachem, and the person can be Kona, person can be Yotze, the mitzvah of Esrig with an Esrig al Menos Lachzir. Maton al Menos Lachzir. Do Omar Rava Hilach Esrig Zal Menos. Shetachzi Reuli, not loy verziroi. So the person was Yotze, he was Mekayim the mitzvah. So it must be Lachem. So it must be the Matona, Menos Lachzir is a Matona. Rava adds on Vimlab, if he doesn't give it back, then Layotze, then it'll be a Gezel, Rashi's Gezel Lamafreya. It will not be his Lamafreya. It'll come out that when he did the mitzvah, Tilas Lulav, it wasn't his. He wasn't Mekayim, Lechor, wasn't Mekayim the Tanai. So the Gemara says, based on that, we have to understand what Rava said before. So Ravashi said, Elo Omer Ravashi, and the Ridva stresses, this is, and the Rashi stresses, Vadai Bechulu Omer Rava Dekoine. That Rava gave an exception. So the exception they thought was the exception of Truma, of Hektish. It was the exception of the Kiddushin. That's how the Maseri got confused. Elomer Rava Bechulu Kotni. Lebar Meisha. Lefisha Inisha Nignas Bechalipin. So that's our sugya. How do you understand this din? The Matona Menos Lahachzir is a Matona, is Koina. And then, by Isha, we said Lefisha and Indignus Bachalipin. So the easier Mahalach Lechora is the Mahalach of Tosvis and the Rajba and the Ridva. Right? What's that Mahalach? That it's a Dindarabon. Girsa, that there was a Girsa Shema Yoimru. Right, let's understand that sugya first well, and then we'll look at the other shita. Machlekes between, on one hand, the Ridva and the Rashba and Lechera Tosfos is one shita, and on the other hand, Lechera the Rambam, the Rif and Rashi. Right, but the Machlekes is a fundamental Machlekes. Why? Why is it say, go ahead? Correct. Is it a gzeirat rabbanus? That means that for kiddusha isha, matona al menos lahachzir is good, right? So according to the Rashba and the Ritva and Tosfos, matona matachzir matona b'chol terakula. It's a matona b'chol terakula, and it will work for kiddushin. That's about that makes sense. It'll satisfy the requirements of kicha. Tzivos Reb Chaim's lashon. That in this nukud won't be different than regular Kenyan Keset. The other Mahalach of the Rambam is very clear. It does not satisfy the requirement of Kicha. That one isn't getting Hanor from something substantial. Right, that we understand. According to Rashi, we don't understand exactly how the Rambam connects the dots between Maton Avnos Achzir and Chalipin. Then we have to speculate a little bit. Did the Rambam connect the dots via Chalipin? Was he passing our Gemara? All right. The Rif is very clear. The Rif is very clear that he ends up passing like Rambam, and it's very much because he learns Pshat, Lefi, She'ein, Isha Nigz B'Chalipin. And Lechayra, Rashi is the same thing. V'hai L'Chalipin Domi, Kikinyin B'Sudr. So we'll try, by understanding the Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva and the straw men that the Rashba and the Ritva set up, we'll be able to think to understand the Rambam and the Rashi and the Rif as well. So the first thing the Tosfos raises is Lo Yachzira Lo Yotza. Im Toimer Mai Lo Yotza. ho loy have tanai kofel. V'yeshloimar de'ika tanai de'loy boy kofel. So Tosfos is very clear that he understands matona al menos la'achzir is a matona al tanai. Right? The amatona al tanai. That's why Tosfos has to raise the question. Amay lo yotza. Halayav etanai kofel. So Tosfos does not back down and say it's not a tanai. He says, fakert. He says that there are situations that we don't require tanai. So Tosfos gives us a yesod of what is the fundamental purpose of tanai kofel. So you say to take Tosfos. It's not really our sugya. We're not going to go into it, but it's important you so to have in mind. How does the Tosfos understand Tanai Kofel? Tanai Kofel, Tanai B'nei God Mei Ruben. Chamisha Mishpatei Tanai. That when a person does something, it's a Chiddush. We're accepting of the idea of Tanai because we accept the idea of conditions and terms and fine print that we don't appreciate as a chiddush in Tanai. The chiddush of Tanai is that I'm doing one thing which looks like it's categorical, and then I'm pulling back from being categorical. I'm doing a maisa which is kinyan, havara. I'm transferring over. I'm doing a maisa which is kiddushin, a maisa which is gerushin, and then I'm saying, well, if it doesn't rain tomorrow, then my maisa is not. Is not a significant maisa. So that's a huge chiddush that I can do something and I can then be tell eretz al lima. That we have come to accept it because it's part of the way that we think, right? But the Taisa says, but the Gemara, the Torah says the chiddush. The Torah says that you can't simply do a maisa. You can't sell a multi-million-dollar complex and then make it totally on some event that's going to come up. So therefore the Torah says that you have to follow Mishpatei Bnei God Ubnei Reuven. There the Torah was mechaber that here we have an issue of huge proportions, and where is Eretz Yisrael, where are the Shvatim going to be? So Moshe Rabbeinu was not about to say that the future of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael is going to be contingent on a couple of leaders saying, trust me, we'll fight, we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll come back, trust us, and we're not going to lay claim in another part of Eretz Yisrael afterward. But this is a huge, huge thing. So on one hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu, was Megal to Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu then taught us how to make Mishpatei Tanam. So what's Mishpatei Tanam? What's the Hezbe Mishpatei Tanam? What's the difference between whether Achrei Kechleis HaKol? So I said it twice, didn't say it twice. I went backwards and forwards. I said, Tanai Kedu LaMaisa, why does it make a difference? This is conditional. I'm only going for the sale if the following happens. No. So what's the point of saying that it has to be expressed with five different rules? Tanai Kedim Lamaisa. No, what's the difference? What is even the Tosfos? Tosfos says it is not required in certain situations. So when it's not required, they'll explain to us what the purpose of it is required. No, so go ahead.
The idea is to clarify what you want.
So is it to clarify, to make sure that the conditions are spelled out well? So if that's the case, then why would we waive them when it comes to Netilas Lulav? Why would we waive them when it comes to an Eretz Yerotika sale, an Aliyah sale? Shouldn't we have to know the condition very clearly then?
Because in those cases, the condition is very clear. The person only sold his house because he was going to Israel.
So you're saying the condition is clear?
Yeah.
Now, is it a question of the clarity of the condition? Who's that? Or is it what the smichas das, right? We're going to say? It's a question of the gemir's das, of how committed you are to the condition. The condition is very clear. It's the degree of commitment. Right? Here I'm negotiating, I'm selling my house, I'm selling everything I have. Right? So, if I'm selling everything I have, and it's contingent on and getting a job in another town. So we have reason to question: are you really going to sell everything you have, and it's going to depend on a job that you don't have yet? If you get the job, don't get the job, so that has to go through a procedure of Tanai Kodem Lamaisa of repeating the Tanai twice. Hein v'lav, lav v'hein. And then if you chazer over it a few times, all right, then we know that you mean these conditions. So therefore, so it's really looking at the smichas das of the conditions. How committed are you to the conditions? So a person has, he's going in aliyah, so we understand the only reason why this person would sell his house and everything he has would be because he tends to go to Israel. So we understand that he's committed to this condition. And we understand that I, the buyer, am committed to this condition. I understand. I get it. A person is on Esrik and in Sukkos. And the most important thing for that Jew in this Sukkos is to become in the midst of Esrik. And the most important thing for the Machin is to get his Esrik back. That's what the Yom Tov revolves around. He spent hours picking an Esrik every Yom Tov. He doesn't want to land up on the Yom Tov afternoon of the first day, not being able to bring it to his relatives and his cousins, became the mitzvah. So that I don't have to, when I give over my esrik to someone, I don't have to make a tanai kofel, because the conditional nature of this mesira is patently obvious, and it's understood both by makne and koine. So you see from this Tosfos, that's what Tosfos is pointing at a chiddush. I could have said that the word of Tanai Kofa Mishpatei Tanoim, I could have said it's Exeris HaKosov. I could have said that it has to do with clarifying exactly what I mean by the condition. Will I go fighting here? Will I go fighting here? So I'm leaving my kids here, not leaving my kids here. But the Tosfos says no. It has to do with the Smichas Das of the Makna and the Koina. We are going through a major decision right now. You're selling us on buying a house. And now we're going to say that that's going to depend on... So do I really believe it depends on this? Do I really believe it depends on getting a job? Do I really depends on whether you find the commute to your new job too bothersome or not? Not macabre. There's no way that he would sell his whole house... He must have 10 other reasons in the house. He must be under pressure. He doesn't want to tell people he's going bankrupt, so he says it's because he's moving. I don't really believe this story. I can claim I don't believe this story. So tonight, kofel means, no, this is the condition. There's nothing else going on. It's this and only this. There's no other thing going on in this person's life that I think he's really going through the sale, and this condition is Devarim Ba'alma. Tosfos says a huge chiddush. Tosfos says that Mishpatei Tanoim express the commitment to the condition on both sides. And then Tosfos says, yo, so that's true. So when the commitment to the condition is patently clear and obvious, I don't need Mishpatei Tanoim. He goes a step further. I can even be Semech and Devarim Shevalev. It's even a bigger chiddush. It need not be expressed. If I have a sign up, the word is out, then I'm making aliyah, right? Nefesh b'nefesh listed me. They put me as one of their pictures in their collage of successful olim. So the Kari community knows I'm making aliyah. Right? Before I even knew it, they put a picture there. So then it becomes a dover. It becomes devarim shebelivoy uvelev kol adam. All right, so that's this Tosfos. For our purposes right now, we're not doing Mishpatei Tanoim right now. So for our purposes right now, the Tosfos, the Tosfos explains this to us in our sugya, And a Yosef the Tosfos says, instead of saying, well, maybe he said Mishpanit, whatever, the Tosfos clearly, the Iko Tenoi Deloi Boi Kofel, Kigoi Nocha, Shayibidaitish Yivarach Haver Lesring, Ugedailum Mizai Samru, that sometimes you don't even need. You don't even need it to be expressed. Good, Gevaldik, so we have it. So we know that Tosfos learns Pshat in Matona al Menos Lahachzir as a Matona al Tanai. Right? Then Tosfos says, Vimlav, the next Tosfos, Vimlav lo Yotza, Vodom Epset the Sukkah, Esri Koyo Lelim Gamlio, Not Le Rabbi Yeshua Vi Yotza Boy, Vinosan Rabbi Akiva Vi Yotza Boy. The hex of Gamlio, the daikin and me no matona manos lachzir, shmo matona, afal gav, si rabbi Yeshua, loyachzir the Gamlio. Daite sharon Gamlio, hoyol lachach, shleyachoishesh, elashiachzir liyode achashi yotsu kulam. So Tosfos is building on this idea. Right? Tosfos is saying, lu yitzuyer, that matona al manos lachzir was something other than a Tanai. It was something other, exactly what this is. You'd say a, you know, what's the other possibility? Learn the Ksois, what's the other possibility? Within a Matana.
Kinyan Gomorrah.
Was that?
It's Alva that expires and then it's.
Sina what?
Oh, the goof.
There's no Aknoah by the Makabal.
No, so how are you going to phrase it?
It's Memela.
And Nisina is Man, right? Right? So if you're going to say, Vim Lav, hold on, what's Tosfos grappling with over here? He gave it, what did he say to Rabbi Yeshua? He said to Rabbi Yeshua, after Yaitza, give it back. Look, Ora, that could mean, the moment you put it down, it's mine already. So Rabbi Akiva, got to come to me. You can't take it from Rabbi Yeshua. V'nos Rabbi Akiva, v'yotzaboy. V'esh Rabbi Gamliel. Right? So we presumably, the Tosfos begins with the assumption, esh Rabbi Gamliel, not the Rabbi Yeshua, v'yotzaboy. So that means that Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel, either they talked about it, they expressed it, telepathized together, I'm going to be yotzaboy with you, whatever it is. Right? Now, if it was a matona manos la'achzir without a tanai, that means that the matona expires once the mitzvah is mukuyim. Rabbi Akiva, well, where are we getting this from? So Tosfos says, not a problem. Daikinan mino matona manos la'achzir shema matona. Afal pi, shev Yeshua lo yechzir lo mingam liyo. Because we know what the Tanai was over here. The Tanai was, anybody wants to be Yotz the Mitzvah? Gemalik. Right? So when you picked it up from Gamliel, when Rabbi Yeshua, it wasn't in the Sina, that's how Tosfos was built on himself. Hey, Yotz, it's a Matona Manos La'achzir. Hey, Yotz, that's a Tanai. Hey, Yotz, the Tanai is an expression of Das. Hey, Yoyis said, I don't need tonight kof when it comes to Nesk. I know what the Das is. So, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, sitting around, and Atsukas, we all know what the Das is. We all know is, the kind of the mitzvah, as long as they get it back at the end. Sheyachzir liyodei acher sheyotzu kulam. Then says Tosfos, Levar mi isha, lifshein isha, b'nigdut v'chalipin, b'mtoimeh, b'may domu l'chalipin. The Tosfos says, with this pshat, how can we make sense of the Gemara's Hezver? What's it got to do with Chalipin? This is a Gevaldik Kinyan with a Tanai at the end. Right? In fact, you can even say sharper, because you saw the Gemara in Ksuvis, Tanai Milsach Risi. What does that mean, Tanai Milsach Risi? So you saw it in Tanoim. Right, Tanai Milsach Risa means that Tanai does not impact, a Tanai per se does not impact on the substance of the event. Let's put it that way. In other words, a person gets married al Tanai. Half of the third parak is Kiddushin al Tanai. Right? even second paragraph, Amanosha to Tzadik, right? Amanosha to Oshir, right? So the Gemara says in Ksuvis, Tanai does not change the Kiddushin Bechalal. Kiddushin is unimpacted. It's not a lesser of a Kiddushin. It's a perfect Kiddushin hanging on something. Tanai Mil Zacharis, the Gemara says in the beginning of the ninth parak of Gitin, that the difference between saying, Reuven says to Leah, this is your get, Al Tanai, that you don't marry Reuven, that you don't marry Levi, or he says, this is a get, chutz mi Levi. Right? And so the two ways the husband can express, the ex can express his peda, that Leah doesn't marry Levi. One is he can say, it's a get al tanai. You marry Leah, still married to me. Right? The other way to say it is, I'm being mati l'chulei alma. I'm not mati to Leah. So the Gemara says chutz doesn't work. Because that's not gerushin. Gerushin is, it's over, it's final. There is no aishas ish left. Right? So chutz is not a mil sacharis, and chutz is invalid, and the get is invalid. So we learned already, it's not krisis. However, al tanai means the get is a gevaldik, the gerushin is 100%. And hold on. Right, so the pointing out of here is that tanai mil sacharisa. So that means the kinyan is a good kinyan. It means the mekach is good, the bailus is good. So Tosfos says, "B'may domu l'chalipin." What's his got to do with chalipin? Then we can understand Tosfos in a sharper. Because Tosfos in Daf Gimel said that what? That chalipin, no,
it's not kesef.
Tosfos in the Rashbon, the Ritva, they all spelled out that when the Gemara says that that chalipin is pachit mishaveh pruta, so the Gemara was then explaining that whereas we may have thought that chalipin is a form of kinyan kesef, we're now saying it is not kinyan kesef. The Tosfos now has spent the first two Tosfos saying this is a gevaldik kinyan. It's al tanai, a kinyan with a good tanai. Good. So now that means that this is eligible to be a perfect kinyan kesef. So what's it got to do with chalipin? Chalipin, we said, is not kinyan kesef. So how can you say it's dummy? V'nira l'ri d'lav chalipinu. U'mirabonu d'lav habi kiddushin. V'mishadera chayl l'hachzer chalipin. V'ani kein chalipin domu. V'osu l'meimer isha nisra chalipin. Hilchach, the only way to undermine this, because it's a perfect kinyan de raisa, is afke inu rabbonu l'kiddushin mina. Teda raya. D'icha chalipin domu. B'mecher heyech kone v'haimone ha'ein matbeya nas l'chalipin. If you're going to claim that there's any dimin to chalipin b'chlal, so then it's knocked out because you can't have chalipin with matbeya, and then obviously the opinion of Ben shouldn't work. All right, Tam ben Ishlam, Shita Satosis. Who's the kasha? Go ahead.
Isn't there a concept
though
in
Shas
that we can't get
to the
Torah?
A masa masha
kosa b'tera,
correct.
How is the
Tosfos
understanding this whole thing as
Tanai?
How does the Kiddushin work
over again? No. Well, why is it a Masna al Mashna? Masna, you cannot make a Tanai that goes against the Halacha.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can make the Gemara of Meir. Meir says that Kol Tanai Kesef are acceptable. So anything which you have violence over, you can make contingent on something else. But your contingency cannot be something which is connected in. You can't, for example, classically, you cannot say that I'm giving you this loan, al-minoz, that we should not be governed by Hilchas Ribis. Al-minoz, that we should be governed by Hilchas Eino. Right? In other words, Nista Shabbos Geret. Right, you make a loan. It's nishna bivus geret. That would not work. Yes.
So the diuk that Tosfos made here in the beginning about halach esrog zem matanam rasha tatsiruli, so that's very different than Tosfos in Sukkah on that actual gemara. Tosfos in Sukkah just says, I've brought the lashon here. It says mitzvah basically says l'shono mishaloach kedushet balash miyani.
Say it again. Sorry.
Tosfos in Sukkah on this on the same line of the gemara says that the reason that the gemara says it. The reason the Gemara records this imprecisely or not like the classic way of Tanayim is because Shaloh Chedesh Zeb Balashmanan, that wasn't the sugya of the Gemara of Matanah Manas Lahachzir.
Good.
So Lechora Tosus in Sukkah is saying that this diuk that Tosus in Kedushin's making isn't really relevant.
No, I mean, that's not what I would say. What Tosus is saying is, in principle, Tosus is saying the same thing. In principle, Tosfos is saying that this is a parsha of Tanoim, but we're not discussing Tanoim over here. Now, you could take that one of two ways. You could either say that Tosfos says that in Shul, before Hallel, when you want to take something else as Esrog, you got to make Mishpatei Tanoim, but we're not discussing it here. Or he could say there's another Chiddush to be said over here, that it's a Dover, Poshut, and believe in Shalom, and we're not discussing it now. Right, so that's the.
Tosfos also says in the beginning, "Anamadakia kashas bil shona," that this lashon that Tosfos here is darshaning.
Right, but for the your point is a valid and correct point, but it doesn't. It only supports what I'm saying. And with the nekuda that I'm luyut, so it's giving a shir on mishpat tanoim. So we have to figure this out. But what we're pointing out is that Tosfos understands matanoim. Al Manos Lachzer is being a Maton Al Tanai, and that's supported by that Tosfos.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also, is it that in this particular Tosfos, he doesn't bring up the issue of Sheva Kesef? Like, why is that he doesn't bring up the issue of Sheva Kesef here? Or is that?
I don't see why it would be relevant.
Because we're talking about Chalipin, so the whole problem, meaning. Tosfos Shita earlier on Gimel and Beis was that it doesn't work with Chalipin because it's not Betoras Kesef.
Tosfos made a huge assumption that we would still remember in Daf Vav what he said in the Gimel. So I know it's...
Okay, fine, so it's consistent.
Maybe thinking about Yom Kadmoyim, but...
Okay, but it's not as peace hurting what he said earlier.
Not at all. He's building on Lechar. No. I think it's built on that. I think so. No. What do you say? We do have to chazer. It's a good point. Good. Okay. So now let's get to the Ritva. Omer Rava. There's a power failure here. We're in a power zone, power drain zone.
How does Tosfos address this problem?
What's this problem? Tosfos is explaining Matanah Manos Lahachzir might be a good place to discuss Mishpatei Tanoim. Just it's not right now. It's not our sugya. I don't think that's a kasha. That's a question. In fact, there are Rosh Yeshivas who discuss Mishpatei Tanoim over here. But there is an Atzmos Yosef that asks the question of why Tosfos asked this question so far down in the sugya. He asks Farkeret from what Elozim is asking. He says Atzmos Yosef asks, why didn't Tosfos point this out? Omer Rava, Heilech Mama Nashetach Zireu Libemecher Leikone. Why did he ask then? My Leyotzim. Why did he wait till the Esrig, when he had a Gevaldig answer? Why didn't he say it earlier? It's Atmos Yosef's kasha. Like in Lania's diet, I'm not so trained in these kinds of kashas. Whether this is such a powerful question, but there's a Gevaldig answer to it, which the Ktsois points out. The Ktsois says that Tosfos is Tosfos understood that in the first rendition of Rava, right? We were very dismissive of the first rendition of Rava because we said, like Rashi, like the Ritva was a bad Girsa and a bad Mesorah, so to speak. But the Ktsoi says that Tosfos took the rendition of Rava as being a serious rendition. And initially, Rava thought, or the Gemara thought, that matona al minos lahavzir was a matona lizman, and that's why it wasn't working for anything. And that's why Tosus doesn't talk about mishpat itanam there. Oh my Rava, but when we said Rava said you can be yoytzei an esrig with a matona minos lahavzir, then the Gemara switched channels, and the Gemara said, instead of it being a matona lizman, it's a matona gemura al mishpat tanam. So Tosfos then said, if that's the case, I have a kasha. That's a gevaldik horror by the choice. Right? The reason that Tosfos waited till this line is because that was the what changed in the sugya. That was the muscular reason was tak, it wasn't mishpat tanam. And now it became mishpat tanam. So now coming back to Lozer Meir's question, if you understand the sugya in that way, so this is a very good place to discuss Yisod HaTadam. The Ritzvah says, opens up, Omer Rava. Is that?
That wasn't my question.
Okay, go ahead.
Didn't we say that Tosfos is comparing this kinyan, which is defined as tonight, to Chalipin, and bonding to a Chalipin?
Correct. So Tosfos' answer is that you talk it right. The only thing it has to do is that the Chazal made a gzeira that this looks like Chalipin. It's entirely different. It's a Kinyan al Tanai, but since this Tanai makes it look like Chalipin, Chazal said this Kinyan al Tanai will not work for a Kiddushin. I don't think that's necessary. In other words, it is the Ritzvah and the Rashba both point out.
I think he has to.
But they both point out that you don't need to change the girsa. Here. Hachi Garcinon, Bukulu Kini Labar Meisha, Sheva Yermu Isha Niknis Bechalipin. That's clearly what Tyson is saying. And that's the girsa that the.
Physics majors?
They'll keep the door open.
Let's go on. 10 to 2, the heat goes on. That must be a plant that's sure to shear. Go ahead.
It's Toru Mata. They won't emphasize the Mata part.
Do we good? Okay, we're good. Now he says, Aval, the swarm shalonu cause of Agirsa. Right? And then the Ritzvah says, "V'loy michver the mashmina the matana amenas achzi teres chalip in v'ol lesa." All right, the Ritzvah does not like our girsa, but I don't know if the Tosfos changes the girsa. I don't know. He doesn't. He doesn't indicate he changes the girsa. Lefi Shein, I don't know. Good.
Why would the Tosfos have to change the girsa? Why would he okay if
he did? He doesn't say. He doesn't say achik yasinan. I don't know.
So why are we being so harsh on the Rambam?
Well, we haven't.
They're changing the girsa, so therefore their pshat makes the most sense. Like they're changing, like maybe the Rambam said.
Hold on! I don't think I'm so excited yet. Hold on. So let's see. I think that from the Ritva and the Rashba, we'll be able to understand the Rambam Shita. That's where we're going. Go ahead.
Even this is the Rif HaJesus. Like even if the girsa Tosfos has, you can still remove the Gemara.
The riff certainly has.
Oh, the Ritva.
Yeah, the Ritva does not seem to be v'yesh lefar
shachikomar. Yeah, so it's not an issue that the Ritva doesn't like it, but like, even without the gear, it still works.
V'yesh lefarish. Tochi komar delfi shein isha nix bechalipin and nix bezu eina nix bezu gzera otu chalipin. So he defends the position without changing the gears. I think it's not a non-issue. The Ritva first points out, makes three or four major horrors. Horror number one is that Perish Hechziro Bizmanoi Shiroi L'Seisvoi U'lafuki L'Achar Achag. The Ritva understands, and this we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that the that you have to return it at a time when the original owner, the Makne, can still use it for sukkahs. If he doesn't return it in time, that is a running assumption. Right? So the running assumption is that this is part of the Tanai. I want it back to the Yetzir of the Mitzvah. And in fact, that's how Shulchan Aruch passes, unless otherwise stated. Pirush Rav Ashi loves her denavshin, as we pointed out. Then the Girsa, V'loi Michvar, Demashma, the maton amenos lachzi v'yiteres chalipin v'hol lesa. Right, so he rejects what we're calling the Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rif. Has the same kasha as Tosfos. Ein matbea nasa chalipin. V'yesh leforesh Tosfos the gzeira. Good.
But Rabbi's saying he's rejecting Rashi.
Yeah. He has the same kasha as Tosfos has. V'kashale. He's rejecting that shita. V'kashale l'raivin. D'amin and hosn per yesh noichlin. D'im matona al menos l'achzi megdisha mekabel matona. Eina mekudeshes. D'tachzi reilo midi d'chozi li ka'omar. V'hodra l'mor. Ritva opens up the sugya by saying matona menos l'achzer means you have to give me back something of substance. So the Ravid said, where do I know this from? I know this from the Gemara that says that if I give you a matona amenos l'achzer and you get carried away and you have a moment of inspiration and you said dear makdish it and you makdish my matona as well, so then the Gemara says why? No, what's the hesber? Why is it not mekudeshes? No? Was that? Because you cannot maintain the Tanai. Right? Again, this is a Ritvolashitase. It's not that I don't have enough bailus to be makdish. But I can't maintain the Tanai if I makdish it. The taxi reyuli meeted the chazili kamar, the hundra lemara. All right. Now, is the hektish or not? Why is it not? Why?
Because you're unraveling the tanai, and then it's not yours to be makdish.
So then you're saying it's chal, and then it violates the tanai.
Yeah, so it's
and then it doesn't become mine. So the hektish is not a chal. Right? So it means that my hektish was chal. Correct. Okay. So he says, umiyu. Now I'm skipping down to the bottom of the ritva. Umiyu. Matona amenos lahachzir akno gemuri. Umomain shaloi hu. Then the nekuda that diktsois stops on. Ukeshe machziro loy hakno gemura boy kishark nois alma. The Ritva says when Rabbi Yeshua gives back the yesrik to Rabbi Gamliel, so he has to do a kinyan on it. He has to do a kinyan hakbo on it, a kinyan mashiach on it. And if he doesn't do a kinyan on it, if get the names right. If Rabbi Yeshua did what he's supposed to do, he brings it back. But Rabbi Gamliel forgets to do a kinyan. So he wasn't kind of chazara. It'll still be Rabbi Yeshua's. Rabbi Yeshua, he's not a ganav. He gave it back to Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, I'll get to it. And if he forgets to do a kinyan, so what's now lochem be? Full bailus was transferred. And Rabbi Gamliel is not koined b'chazara. The Ktsoi says, can't be. Right? And that's what the Ktsoi says, no, it's a matonel azman. Matonel azman means, once from Gamliel did his, and from Kiva did their mitzvah, it became, it never, it's ke'ilu, it never left Gamliel's property. It's a gavaldik Ktsoi. See, like, so he thought things out. So he said, Lule, if not for the Ritva and the Rashba, I would say the following. The Ritva says, logically, Alpi Svara, he is so convinced, it's a magnificent ksos. He's Alpi Svara, I can't understand the Rishonim. Lule, if not for the Rishonim, I would say it's a Maton Lizman. And then he's in his two or three, he's in Rayas. The Nesivus knocks at every single Raya. But at the end he says, in Baruch Hashem, Achrei Hachipus Basvara, so I found that there was a Rishon I can be told myself on. So the Machlokes Rishon, really, he doesn't say, he doesn't co-opt the Ritva and the Rashba, but apparently what he's saying is that, hey Yois, I'm convinced that what I'm saying is Svaridik. Hey Yois, I'm convinced that the Gemara supports. I still cannot go against the Rishon, but if I have a Machlokes Rishonim, and it's not a Kli Upka Paskin by Shulchan Aruch, and even though it's going to be, who calls it? One of the Achrim says he's telling on a, I forget, one of the contemporaries says it, like a no-name Rishon. And he took a no-name Rishon and said, which the Rush doesn't hold like, because the Rush only quotes him and is passing against him. And he goes against him, Ritvon the Rashba. It's not going to be something like Tzoyz like that. But you see the mind of the Tzoyz. So he says, and the Simcha that he had, that he found a Rishon that he didn't, that his view was a view amongst the Rishonim. Ukishim achziram, kotleak no gemura boy, kishark noista olma. Umistabra, says the Ritva, chidish, she'im, she abdolle baal choivoi, harihu mishuban, umuchzor, vegoive mimenu, li akrachazaram. And if, while I had this maton al menos la'achzir, if this woman took the tabas, and it was very clear, amatona al menos la'achzir, right? So that'd be very complicated what I'm saying right now, because with the afkeinu, the condition wasn't chal, and she probably didn't own it. But let's say, so let's roll back. So maton al menos la'achzir, and the makabel matona goes over to Baal Choyv, borrows money, And he says, you see this car that I own. He's right; he owns it. I'm mishabited to this loan. If I default on the loan, I don't pay back my next Tuesday. Car is yours. All right. And then he does what he's supposed to do. He gives the car back to the original koineh. Now the Baal Choyv comes. The Baal Choyv checks and finds the car, finds the license plate. Sitting in somebody else's drive, and he says, by the way, I have a lien against this car, I have a shtar on it. Says the Ritva, that is a good lien. Meshubinu Mukhsar. The Goyvim Imen, Elacha Chazorva. The Makne has to sue the Kone to get his money back. Right? If you hold that it was a Kinyan Lizman, like Rabbi Gdir HaKoyen, quoting the Rosh, so with the Shi would be Chal. With the Shivat Bichal, the Kinyan Lizman.
No.
What's the most that can be Chal? No? The most that can be, that gives it back, right? The most. It could be it's not Chal Bichlal. Because it could be that the Baal Choyv that no one had this das. But let's be generous. So the Baal Choyv, I don't think it can be chal b'chlal because he has an obligation to make sure that this object is there when the kinyan evaporates. But certainly it'll be a very, very short-term shibud. Mashayna kein, the Ritvos Machadesh, matona al menos la'ach l'shmo matona. That means it's a full kinyan, a full-blown kinyan, tanai mil sacharisa. And he successfully put a shibud against it. And now he returns the object. Right? So, he returns the esrog, the guy Rabbi Gamliel, has bilus. He can shake the esrog, and esrog with a shibud against it. But Rabbi Gamliel, but now, when somebody comes to collect his shibud from this esrog, so now they have to go to Din Torah. Rabbi Gamliel will say, Rabbi Akiva, I had to give up the Eshek because it's a Valchayv against it. And Rabbi Akiva will claim, if I wouldn't have shaken it, it wouldn't have been worth so much. So I created the value. So be it in Torah. I have to figure out what the... But the Nakuda the Ritva is Hari Humashuad Muksar but Gaiva Mimanli Akhazara. Because it's a full Kenyan. Let's finish the Ravid. So the Ravid says that if you cannot be Makdish something, Hechi Havi Matana. Right? Hagabe Masa de Bescharin Aminon. Kol matana shemikdish ena mekudeshes ena matana. All right, astira. The Torah gives, the Chazal give us two litmus tests as to what is a valid matana. Litmus test number one is matana amanos achzir is a good matana. Litmus test number two is yes, it was a makdishin. Over here, it can't be makdishin shemikdish ena mekudeshes. So that's the case. It should not be a good matona. A matona menos lahachzir should be a non-matona because they can't be makdish. Because if I'm makdish it, be manushach. If the hekdish is not chal, it's not a good matona. Hekdish is chal, I can't give it back. So tonight's not. So therefore, I can't even come to tonight. Kenyan wasn't chal. The kushazu for a tirtzu a bali gemara. V'shayni yosam desudosei muchachas alav. Right? Beis Chorin was, then Reuven said, I don't want to be Nene from Shimon. Shimon's making a chasana. Shimon's daughter is marrying Reuven's best friend's son. He's got to go to the chasana. But he can't be Nene from the Suda because Shimon's the father of the Kali, he's marrying the Suda. So what does he do? He says, do me a favor and make your property a matona amanos lachzir. So that b'shas the chasana, right? A person made a chasana at the atrium. He was so upset with the atrium that he said, "I'm never going to come here for her. I'm never going to come to Jewish establishment again." All right? He stormed out. He paid his bills, and then next week he gets an invitation. His best friend is making chasana in the atrium, so he goes over to Mr. Atrium and says, "Do me a favor, and be mocked in the atrium to somebody else." I'm autonomous achzir. All right? So Gemara says, right, that it works. That he can go to the chasana. Presumably it works. Why? Because he's not violating his debtor. Presumably, why he's not violating the debtor? Because it doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. So however, that means I'm autonomous. I'm not achzir. I'm autonomous. But if the person who's buying the atrium during this chasana is going to be makdish the atrium, hekdish won't be chal. Mimele tana good matana. Mimele, I can't go to the... So Gemara says, don't get nervous about it. Why? Sudosi muchachas alov. Perush. Hadvarm nikorm shalei gomar beliber l'shem matana klal. El shay yomarim kidei sheyeno ove mi sudosi. No, so what's the answer to the Raven's Kasha? Was that? And therefore, in other words, it's a din hilchas nedarim.
The Rama was so clear.
Was that?
The Rama was so
clear. Right. In other words, the inability to be makdish is a sheer in... And the question of here is so the Ravid's kasha, the inability to be makdish is an indication that the kinyan is not a valid kinyan. So why is it that a matona amanos asher works? So it's a teretz. What's that?
Like a technicality here, but in this case,
what so in other words. Being able to be makdish is not the litmus test of mekach u'memkar. So, what is being able? What is it a litmus test for? In what context? What do you say?
What Johnny is saying with the dance?
No.
Because you see over here in the case of Beis Horon, the guy never wanted, the guy just wanted his father to come to the wedding, not that it was going to be a mocking it to the other person. So therefore, it was not a good thing over there.
So you're saying that being able to be makdish is a litmus test?
No, it's not.
So over there we're saying he never had any das to do what?
He never had any das to be makdish to the other guy.
Good. Okay. He just wanted to get an end run hilchos nedarim, and then for some reason it worked.
He just wanted his father to come to the wedding. If there was like an alternative way for his father to come to the wedding, he would have never made the nedarim in the first place. Or he would have never been
knocking
it to this guy in the first place.
The Rinnan, Kol Matonah Shematnas Beis Chorin, Shenasas Barom, Aram, She'ena, She'imigdisha Tei Mekudeshes, Eina Matonah, Adkan. Haben Noisen Matonah Gemur Al Menos La'achzir, Belib Sholem Matonah Gemuri, Teich Zemana. V'hikdesh Eina Magdisha Kalal, Uboim Bailem V'noitlin Aysa, Beloi Pidgin. What's the answer? Is being able to be makdish, is that a litmus test for bialus? No. Not a litmus test. In other words, the fact that it cannot be makdish, it can still be mine. So what's tzudosim muchachas alav? So over here, I cannot be makdish the atrium. Nevertheless, it's still a good kinyan. All right? So what was the point of saying in Nedarim that being makdish is the litmus test?
For those cases like the
case for Kushizu, Kvartirza Vaisa Bala Igmara, Vimkaimba, Nedarim. Shiny Yasa, Sudas Mchachzalov, Pirush, that he never had in mind to make a maton altogether. He just wanted to make sure that the guy can come to the wedding. Good? So that means that in this particular case, we don't care. The Kenyan was not a good Kenyan. He didn't really sell the atrium. Right? He just wanted to be able to say, it's Ke'ilo, you can come to my wedding. Right? So if he didn't sell the atrium, that means that that Hekdesh is a good litmus test. It's just not applicable over there. Haben noisin matana gemura, not a harama, amanos lahachzir, vim Hekdesh eina mekudesh is klal, the Hekdesh would not be chal, ubon ba menoitlin osa beloi pidyon. Tehachu isnu alei the tehodu lebinyan the chazil v'shas chazara. V'chein eskimu rabbi said ledati b'zeh sheloike deveirai b'zal she tzarech she dekasam to tzarech liftosa. What's the machlekes Rambam ritva raivid matonu nas achzir. The person is makdishit. Is hektish chal or not? And Sarvach Livdoisa. He have to be poided. Right? That means the Hekdesh was Chal. The Hekdesh is Chal. And the new owner, the old one has to be poided, and he can probably sue the Mekabel Matana for being Makdish. Right? That's consistent with the Ritva's conclusion. Omio.
Is that only referring to the right of that? The
yeah. Was that?
The Rebbe says it will. The Rebbe says it doesn't work.
Correct.
Okay,
correct. The Ritva says.
Both say it doesn't work, right?
No. The Ritva says it does not require pidyon. It does not require pidyon. Beloy pidyon. Tochi yisnu le tenhadu le b'inyan dechazi le b'shas chazara. It's not chal. The Hekdesh is not chal. Because part of the deal was, I have to give you something back. And if it's hektish, I'm not giving it back to you. No, so what's the Ritva's, finish up the Ritva's Shita over here. What is the Ritva's Shita on Matan Manos Lachzer?
It's
Was that?
You
cannot be makdish it.
You
can't create a shibud against it. No, what hezber adover? No.
Isn't he quoting Gemara in the beginning, or he quotes in the beginning, like where the master, or the original owner wants it back? So like I can't be makdish it because the Baal wants it back. Right? If I am makdish it, well tonight I guess like I'm done.
No. And therefore the hektish. So why is it that the hektish is not chal?
You have full bialos as long as you give it back in the way it is when you can get it back at the right time. But and that's why the she was fine because you're still giving back to the goof.
Apparently, yeah. So that's what the Ritva apparently says. It all goes back to can I fulfill my tanai? Right. If I can fill the tanai, I'm giving the car back. It's a car with the shibud, but you have the car. You can drive the car. You're going to sue me for the shibud. But if it's hektish, I can't give it back to you. Because you have to go to the gizbar and be poded. So hektish is a violation of the tanai, but a shibud is not a violation of the tanai. Hektish, what's preventing me from being makdishit, is not a chisaron and bialus. What's preventing me from being makdishit is that I will not be able to fulfill the tanai, and retroactively, it will not have been mine. So I can't be makdishit. Right? So apparently they're advising the following. If my bialus precludes me from being makdishit, then I don't have full bialus. But if it's the condition that precludes me from being makdishit, so then I do a full bialus. I may not be able to be makdishit, but I have full bialus, as long as I don't violate the tanai. Alright? Again, the Ritva's Nakuda over here, Tosfos, Ritva, Rashba. You see the Rashba as well, don't have time to do it right now. The Mahalach of Tosfos, Rashba, and Ritva is that Kiddushin, that Matona al Menos L'Achzer is a complete Kinyan. What's the Raya Brura? Because the Ritva said, first of all, Tosfos emphasizes Tanai, and Tanai is Mos Achrisa. And the Ritva emphasizes, the Ritva says, because I have to make another kinyan to return it. That's a Raya Brewer that I'm the full Baal. A Raya Brewer that it's not a kinyan with an expiration date. It's a full kinyan with an obligation to return. If I don't return it, that'll unravel my full kinyan. Says the Ritva, if I want to be makdish, if I want to establish a lien against it, I can do that. You may sue me for doing that, but I can do it because it was mine. Hektish. So the Ritva is saying, I can't be makdishit. But the fact that I can't be makdishit does not undermine my bialus. If my inability to be makdishit would be because when you gave it to me, you said to me, I'm giving you full bialus, but don't be makdishit. You do not have bialus to be makdishit. Then I wouldn't have full bialus. I couldn't be makdishit. I wouldn't have full bialus. And I don't know if the Ritva would allow me to marry a woman with it. And I don't know if the Ritva would allow me to do a pinyan ben with it. And I don't know if the Ritva would allow me to be anything with it. Because my bialus is missing. It's lacking. But over here, the halach is, the bialus is complete bialus. Ironically, if the bialus would not be complete, I could not undermine the tanai. I can only undermine the tanai because I vow to makdish it. But then I couldn't return it. Because then you'd require pinyon to get it back. And if you require pinyon to get it back, there's a violation of the tanai. I'm not giving it back to you. Memela, I can't be makdish it. But the point of the Ritva is that all of the, every nakud over here points to complete violence. Not number one, not requiring another kinyon. Number two, she would be chal. And number three, the fact that I can be makdish it. All right? Now let's go to the straw man over there, the Rambam. All right, let's discuss. And hold on, and the Ritva and the Rashba and the Tez are all entirely consistent with Chalipin, because they all hold Chalipin is not a Kenyan Mum. You go back to the Lashonis of the Ritva and the Rashba and Dav Gimel. It's probably underlined in the Ritva. I will hoch
the chalip in all bifnei atzmayim v'loy tola the kesefim. Right, perfectly consistent. Elam, I have to understand, but Rashi held. But let's look at the Rambam.
That was
in the Gimel base. Gimel Amud base. Gimel Maschil. Chalipin, all right? What's the Lashon of Rambam? Ishus, Perek, Gimel, Nu, Chavdalin, Hey Chavdalin.
It's up
there. Hey Chavdalin. It's up here? Yeah. Do I not see it? No?
Right
there. Sorry? Good. Hoim Relisha. Hareyat Mugudeshli Bediner Zeh. Al Minos Shetach Zireyuli. Se'ena Mugudeshis. She'im loy hechzirosoi harilena skayim etanai vim hechzirosoi. Right, so now he should have full bailus harilenenis v'lehigi eliyodo kolom. So apparently, how do I understand this? She has something. She's getting out from it. So l'chayra, but it sounds from the Rambam, le'gil yodah klum means she doesn't have anything in terms of what the Torah expects her to have. So then the Tanai was mekuyim. So then it's a matona al mendos lahachzir. So lahiyaklum. So lahaira, and I can't prove this, but the dots connect very, very well. That if we understand this straw man that the Ritva was being moitzi, you know, saying, don't say this, don't say this, Rashba, don't say this. Don't say what? Don't say that the Shibud is not chal. Don't say that you don't require a kinyan to give it back like the Rush quote of Rav Nirukoyen. Right? So the other side is to say that a matonel sa'achzir is a matonel zman, the choice is mahalach. Which he adopts, which he has many rayas for. Right? That it's not a full kinyan. That the Gemara calls it in Baba Basha Kuf Lamed Zayin, it's a kinyan apeiris. It's not a kinyan aguf. That it's a kinyan which is going to expire on its own. So he says, that's Yigil Yad Kulum. I didn't get anything. Because I'm going to turn around one day and poof, be 12 o'clock midnight, strikes. And it's not there anymore. So the Rambam is saying, that's not Kicha, Mr. Efren. That's not the kinyan aktuva Torah, Lagabe Kiddushin. So apparently, the Rambam would say, look, it is a kinyan, legabe mekachu memkar, because as long as it's full disclosure, and I get this object for a given time, I'll get some anor from it. But apparently, the Rambam's mahalach, right? And here, so here we're, again, a little bit on thin ice, because I can't prove and be able to prove this. But this seems to be the mahalach that the Ktzois is taking in the other Rishonim. And what I'm saying now is certainly correct. The only question is, it's certainly about Avigdor's Shita, right? It would fit very, very well with toast, with Rashi. Why is it Dami Lechalipin? Because the Eina El Oiches Boyu Machziroi. But it's just like Chalipin. The Kinyan is being done by, in fact, Rashi does not use the Lashon. It's like Chalipin, and it's published by Putin. It's like a guy. No, he says it's like Chalipin because you're oiches umachziroi, right? That means I have the suitor, and I can hold the suitor to the extent to which it's required for the kinyan. If I want to be a manuva, I can hold on to the suitor, and you have to collect it from me, right? But the eker idea of the understanding of the machna was you require 3 seconds for a kinyan. 3 seconds. That's all. Then it's done. So over here, I'm giving you five, a year, 2 years, but it evaporates by itself. So that when she picks up the tabaz, she knows, even if I don't give it back, it's yours. So just like Chalipin is is a kinyan, which is genai hulah, and according to Rashi, it may be in the maybe a told of kinyan kesef, but the kinyan kesef that is, it may be some iteration of real chalipin, and it may be an iteration which creates daos like the Reb Chaim and the Rambam, but it's a iteration which is of kinyan kesef that is this that is unpleasant to the woman. She feels cheap by it. So you come with a tabas and you say, you don't have full bilas on it. It is a mechira lizman. Without any kinyan, it becomes mine. You could not use it for, you want to borrow money, you could not take it to a pawn shop. That's a, couldn't even, even a pawn shop wouldn't take this. Right? Because no, she can't make a shivit on it. So that, and it certainly could be makdash. Can't give a hektish, something that that evaporates, that with the kedush will be poker bechdi. So it's a Rashi lechora again. So the riv would read very well. It's domi lechalipin in this regard that when I pick up the handkerchief, I cannot be makdash the handkerchief. I can't have a shivnik that it's mine. So here, the fact that it goes back, it's oichit machziroi. And lechora, that's probably give it like kolum. I don't have a full enough bilus on it. All right. It's, so the difference is it a full bilus with a tanai, or is it a trimmed down a vacant bilus, a bilus that doesn't have all the aspect that bilus usually has. Bilus usually has that I can be makdish. Bilus has that I can decide when I'm giving it back. It doesn't go back by itself. So it's a it's a bilus which has been vacant, and since it's been vacant to the extent that it goes back by itself, that does not satisfy the requirements of, using Reb Chaim's terms, of Kicha Misdeyev. Okay. I'll take questions. We want to go to Mincha. Good. Yodi.
I still don't understand.